Tell me about growing up in Athens.
Well, you know, growing up in Athens, it was a major challenge for me. I experienced a lot of things in life living here that I don't think a young kid should have experienced at a younger age. And I got exposed to it, kind of like a disease. You know, it just got into my bloodline, and so I struck out at a lot of things. I was one of them kids that, you know, I didn't feel that I fit in anywhere in school. I was basically alone at a younger age, you know, age of like about 10 years old, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't interested in school.
You weren't interested in school.
Right. You know, I didn't stay when my parents dropped me off. When I rode the school bus, I went out the back door.
Oh, so you weren't diligent in staying in the school.
No, I didn't feel that I fit in. You know, you can't believe what everybody say about you growing up because you carry that for a lifetime. And I had walls I had put up, and I never did let no one, you know, knock them down. It couldn't be nothing they could do for me or say to me for me to knock them down.
Well, what'd your mama say?
I didn't know how to talk to my mama. And she'd get on my case when she come home from work, you know, and I didn't even speak to her. Yeah, I just leave. And that was the type of relationship that we had. I overheard tell a friend of hers one day, she said, well, Frank act like I done something to him. He won't speak to me when I come home, and he just leave, and I don't know what's going on with him.
So were you getting in trouble?
Oh, yeah, trouble came along out there in the game. When you're in the game, you know, I've been to every youth development center in the state of Georgia.
That's like a detention center.
Right, for kids, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. So that's when you were young.
Yeah. And then, you know, I kept doing the same thing. It became a disease in my adulthood.
Okay, the disease of getting in trouble.
Right. I was addicted to that, you know. I didn't want to do but get high and use drugs. And, hey, man, that was it, man, Well, you know, that got worse. You know, I ended up, you know, my first time going to real prison. It was 1979. I did 4 years. And I think I got out in 1983 and went back the same year.
Whoa.
It was rough, but, you know, I just wasn't ready to change, man. I wasn't ready to open up to nobody, man. I was locked down.
Was just a cycle.
No, it was more than a cycle. It was addiction. I felt better inside the penitentiary system than out on the street.
Let's get to the good part. How about that?
Okay, let's do the real thing.
Let's do the real thing.
Okay.
Why don't we get to that October date? What was that date, Frank?
It was October the 12th, 2015. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, what did God do to me that day. You know what I'm saying?
Goodness gracious.
I had cut my hair. You know, I was up at a crack house. I was sitting outside having about 3 bills, and the guy told me a dog had got loose. I jumped on the back of the truck and cut my hand on the back of the truck, and I was more concerned about the alcohol in the cans in my hand, so he told me.
You don't want to spill the beer, right?
Right, yeah. I don't want that to go away. And so that Sunday morning, I went there at Athens Regional. They took Kevin. They said they couldn't stitch it up because the wound had been open too long. And they gave me the proper stuff that I needed to take care. And I did what they told to follow the instruction, you know, what they gave me to do. And then that's when it all took place. The miracle came. The miracles, you know, that I wanted. And my biggest miracle was I had to change my attitude about how I thought about myself. You know, one thing about I hate to build people up, and then I'm not only letting myself down, I'm letting other folks that getting strength from me to stay clean and sober, go back to school, get the education. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm tired of letting people down, man. I'm tired of it.
And now it's 6 years. You've been sober. You've learned to read and write. You're about to get your high school diploma. That is unbelievable. You teach classes at the University of Georgia.
Yeah.
You got a full-time job. You got your own place. You got a driver's license. You got a car.
Yeah. Well, all that happened because I'm one of them type of guy, you know, when you tell what I can't do, I know through the grace of God, he said I can do all things through him. You know? And that show and prove what hard work and determination do. You know, when you are focused, can't nobody knock you off your square unless you let them intervene inside your head and rent space for the cheapest rent in town.